This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, this is The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. After torrential rain, Malaysians now have to grapple with the risks of landslides. According to the Public Works Department, or JKR, as of Monday, there were 39 locations reported to be affected by landslides.
So even the International Islamic University in Gombak, more than 100 students living in the dormitory had to be evacuated due to a collapsed road and landslide. And in Taman Duta KL, the structure of Sri Duta 1 condominium building was compromised due to signs of soil erosion. Also, let's not forget that several weeks ago, there was also a landslide in Cameron Highlands that killed 2 people. So, of course, we want to know, what role does architecture play in mitigating the risk of landslides?
So to share with us his perspective, we have Dato' Izumi Harzani Ismail, President of the Malaysian Institute of Architects, on the line with us. Good morning, Dato' Izumi. Thanks for speaking with us this morning. We see many headlines over buildings deemed unsafe due to landslides. I have a question. Aren't there building safety codes and legislation that should be preventing these situations?
Good morning. Yes, actually, we currently are under the existing regulation, Uniform Building Bylaw, and also the Sweat Drainage and Building Act. There is an existing provision to regulate all this development. Under this the current provision, there are many parts of it which cover also the foundations of the building, foundation of the building not exceeding 4 stories, reinforced concrete foundation, and many other, including the structure above the foundation. I would say that the existing regulation cover all aspects of it, including the site itself, the site for the development, and the rules and regulation for the protection against soil erosion, and many other things as well. But the major issues in it that I see that there is lack of enforcement, not lack of regulation. If the enforcement has been done properly, there are many disasters can be avoided.
And here, when you mean enforcement, what do you mean? Is it when people build these structures, there's no follow-up by the authorities to check that they should have done certain things?
Under the Uniform Building Bylaws that, and also under the Sweat Drainage and Building Act, there is a specific provision under Section 85A of the Sweat Drainage and Building Act. It says that for the building which is more than 5 stories, you need to inspect the building every 10 years. In terms of the structural integrity, is there any deformation, deterioration of the structure, the building? And the professional engineer has to come and inspect this every 10 years. And this is the responsibility of the building owners. If the building owners fail to do that, then the local authority has the authority, the power to enforce it. But it has not been done. And this is very crucial and very critical, especially to the public safety and public health as well. So that compulsory inspection need to be carried out, but it is not being enforced so far.
Yeah, because honestly, I've not heard of this, so it's not so common. So I'm just curious, in the last few years, have you heard of any building that has been penalized for not doing this monitoring efforts?
It does not come to my knowledge that any enforcement has been done on this. Mm-hmm. I know that some of the building owners, especially those on strata title, they voluntarily carry out the inspection. But there is no specific order or notice or instruction has been given to all the building that more than 10 years to do this kind of inspection. So I think this is the area that I think the authority, the government need to seriously look at it, especially those old buildings where actually the structure has been affected, especially after heavy rain, flooded or soil erosion.
And many of the buildings impacted by landslides are usually built on slopes or sometimes beneath a slope. Could you maybe walk us through the approval process for such buildings to be built in these locations in the first place?
Yeah, so most of the time, after any disaster, landslide or flood, and then we start to be responsive to it. We start to discuss about it. But there is no proper planning or proper proactive strategy how to mitigate this disaster or this situation. I just give an example. Almost all the cities in our country, they have the local plan. But the local plan actually structured based on the surface planning, the area, the land use of the land, the zoning according to the area. But there is minimal input in terms of technical and engineering when the preparation of the local plan. So all the development submitted to local authority for approval for development must be in accordance to that local plan. Except in some city or town without the local plan, then you have to go to the planning application process, which actually the plan will be tabled for the public comment, public input, and so on. But for the cities and town with a local plan, then the developer, the application has to comply with the local plan. But in the first place, does the local plan have sufficient input or information in terms of technical engineering other than the socio-economic planning, the land use planning? So this is where I think we need to proactively to look into the future local plan development where there is sufficient input in terms of the infrastructure aspect, not just the line drawing to show where the drain is, but the actual capacity of the drain, for example. And then maybe to look further into the strength of the soil as well, whether it is suitable for high rise or not. So this is where engineering input is very important for the future local plan planning.
Now, I'm just curious, Dato, when a building is declared unsafe due to a landslide, can it be rectified? Because we see a report of one building being declared unsafe at this moment.
Yeah, under the bylaw, Uniform Building Bylaw, I think bylaw 258, about the failure of building, there is an existing provision of law that require the engineers, the structure engineer, to go and inspect and to submit a report. This also covers the principal submitting person and submitting person for that particular building. So under the condition where the safety of the building, safety of the occupant is at risk, and then the professional, this professional need to prepare a report for the local authority to evaluate. And then the engineer can also give a suggestion and recommendation whether the building is safe to be occupied or not. But this inspection sometimes takes time. And then you need proper inspection. Sometimes it has to be done in an intrusive manner. You need equipment to check maybe the underground condition of the structure and so on. So this sometimes takes time, but we don't want to put the life of the people, the safety of the occupant at risk. So most of the time, the local authority will give evacuation order while waiting for the actual report to come out, the detailed report to declare whether the building is safe or not. We can see this happen many, many times, especially in the hilly area. In Ampang area, it's quite frequent. Sometimes after the landslide, and then the occupant was instructed to leave the property while the engineer come to do the detailed inspection and so on. So this is why the role of the engineer is very important, to give accurate report to make sure that the safety of the occupant are not compromised.
Dato, we have about a minute left. Maybe very quickly, as a homeowner, what mitigation efforts can I do on my own to avoid a landslide? And I suppose this may differ depending on whether I live in a condominium or I have landed property. But what are some tips that you have?
I think a landslide and also flood, I think in the first place that we should not gamble with nature. The climate change is real and it's already here. So we have to understand that. Although that we know there is a risk, for example, in flood, there is a 100-year risk, 50-year risk, 5-year risk, but there is only probability. Do we want to take that kind of risk? Do we want to gamble with nature? It's coming more frequent. It's happening more frequent. So my advice is that look back into the history. When the riverbank settlement in Pahang and Kelantan, how they live, they build house on stilt. So whenever it's flooded, they know that the flood will come in December, in November. So they mitigate the risk. by designing the building properly to take the flood. So they put the building, they elevate the building, maybe 7 feet higher or 10 feet higher. So whenever it's flood, there's no issue with that. And then they prepare themselves. So now look at ourselves. Are we prepared to take that risk at the moment? If you are not prepared to take that risk, and then we just do not build on a risky area, a class 3, class 4 slope, for example, or lowland area where the flood is more frequent at the moment.
Dato, thank you very much for the comments. That was Dato Ezumi Harzani Ismail, President of the Malaysian Institute of Architects.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.